Hello there, and welcome to yet another episode of the Verzian Chronicles. My name is Kylie Kane, and I figured something out. I realized that the mod I was looking for, the introduction to the mod pack that I'm thinking of, the Brotherhood or Shadow or something, whatever it is called, doesn't take place until later. Until quite a bit later. Like, after this later. Whoops. Just big whoops. So, it actually will behoove me to finish this planet. So, that quest line specifically there is a, what is it called? It's a dark side only quest line. So I'm actually not going to be doing it because no. What we are going to go do is go grab Jolie. And I don't like the way this planet's set up. It's literally a trial, the way this planet works. There's very little combat. This is the trial planet. So our current goal is to... Hello, Nubasas. Nubasa says, forgive me, this is an odd question off world, but do you have any exotic spices for sale? Nothing dangerous, mind you. Why would you want to buy animals? The Selkath have little exposure to life from other planets, you see, but our government hopes to change that. We're setting up a zoological compound for visitation by the public, and we're hoping to stock it with non-offensive foreign creatures of all types. The only problem is now actually procuring the exotic species we need. Selkath report restrictions are quite prohibitive, to say the least. No, I'm sorry. I don't have anything for you. If you come across something potentially interesting, please remember me. My name is Nubasa. Hope to see you again. Those Gizek would probably have been pretty cool, to be honest with you. All right, so let's go to our ship and grab Julie. And you know what I'm going to grab? I'm going to grab Bastila. We're not leaving the planet. We are allowed to come back here first. All right, so let's exit the Avon Hawk. We'll take Julie and take Bastila. Cool beans. Since we're not doing the dark side, I don't care. Just taking these two with me. So one of the things I want to do is I want to go to the Republic. Republic area. So that's going to be important. Let's talk to our characters real quick to make sure they have nothing else to say. Starting with Julie.
Got something on your mind, do you?
Can you tell me about Sunri? Do you know him?
What? You think because I'm a hermit, I've always been a hermit? Just because I haven't seen Sunri for 20 years doesn't mean he's not a friend. A man could have changed a lot in that span of time, though. But to become a murderer, I can't see it. That's not the Sunri I know. He was a good man. Put me up in his home for a year back after I left the Order. War hero, too. Well, so I hear. I wouldn't mind helping the fellow if we can. I owe it to him. Or you can be a young monkey lizard and ignore me, I guess. Well, I don't expect much these days.
All right, so we're probably going to be helping you. Let's talk to Bastila.
How can I help?
Bastila, why did the Council send you with me on this mission?
Why? I could not accomplish this on my own. I need the aid of others, especially one who is strong in the Force. The bond between us made you a natural choice. Besides, the events on Taris prove that the Force wanted to bring us together for this mission. And there is little left to chance when the Force is involved. Is that not enough for you?
Well, it just seems odd that they would send me off without a master to guide me. That's just odd. That's all I think.
I admit, there were times that I wondered if this is more than just a mission to stop Malak. There were times when I wondered if this was also a way for the Council to test my own abilities.
I just get the feeling there's more going on than I know.
I wondered if the Council wanted to see how I would help and guide you on our quest. I wondered if they were testing me to see if I was ready to become a Jedi Master myself. And then I realized how foolish such thoughts were. As the Council explained, sending a Master in our group would only have drawn unwanted attention from the Sith. The fate of the galaxy is at stake. The Council would not risk it merely to test me. They calculated the risks, and in the end chose the only option available.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
You must learn to trust in the wisdom of the Council. Your destiny will come when it's appointed time. You mustn't be so impatient.
Me, you're the one who thought this was her big audition for Masterhood.
Must you be so frustrating? I admit, I had a moment of foolish pride, but I'm over it. Now I am focused on my true responsibilities. I'm simply trying to help you and complete this mission, and yet you battle me at every turn.
What can I say? It's fun.
Fun? Fun? Driving me insane is your idea of a good time?
Lighten up. Careful. Remember your self-control. Lighten up. I'm only joking.
You are a very odd man. Do you know that? I simply don't know how to deal with you. All I want to do is help you, but you seem determined to drive me mad.
It's not so bad. You just have to learn to accept me for what I am.
Unfortunately, it isn't as easy as that, but your point is well taken. Come on, come. Let's move on. There's much to be done.
I love it. I want to see if she's got anything else to say. She does not. So that was an adorable exchange. I like that exchange. I don't know if that was a successful exchange, but definitely an adorable exchange. Even though he's joined your group, Jolie remains a somewhat mysterious character. Maybe you could speak to him about why he chose to come with you. Speak to Jolie.
Got something on your mind, do you?
Yes. Why did you decide to come with me, by the way?
You got yourself a fast little ship. I forgot what engine sounded like. The closest thing to that on Kashyyyk is an Ullaran mating season. Oh, frightful.
So you wanted a ride on my ship?
Or it could be for the free food. What's the gunk that comes out of the synthesizer on this bucket anyway? Do you never clean the darn thing?
Okay. If you don't want to answer the question, old man, just say no.
How impatient can one person be? You must have driven your mother mad. All that gurgling and fussing. Babies are cute, but annoying. You know, you remind me of someone else I knew ages ago. Pleasant enough fellow, great destiny. All of that. Breath like a panther.
You're avoiding the question.
So I am. Tell you what. When you get to be my age, you can go ahead and answer any question you like to. You have my permission. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. Andor Vex was his name. The Force swirled around him like a hurricane. That's how great his destiny was.
Well, I've never heard of him.
No, you wouldn't have. Sometimes swirling force is just swirling force. It gets us old Jedis excited at our age, so we go, ooh, destiny. Well, it turned out that poor Andor believed a wee bit too much in the infallibility of that destiny. That overconfidence turned out to be his downfall.
Okay. Andor Vex. Is there some sort of hidden meaning in this?
I don't know. Are you overconfident? I hadn't noticed. Even if I had, I would never comment on it. We're talking about Andor, remember? Let's see. Oh, yes, Andor's downfall. I was pretty young myself when it happened. At the time, I thought that Andor's destiny couldn't be more boring.
How young are we talking?
Well, let's just say that I was a strapping young lad with a full head of hair, and Coruscant was a small town with a well. I was just about to abandon Andor to whatever the Force intended for him when his ship was overtaken by a Dimian warship. Now, you've probably never heard of the Dimians, but at the time, they were a nasty lot led by a nastier overlord named Krat. Tall fellow, big teeth. Krat has us hauled onto the bridge of his ship for questioning, and that's when I knew that Andor's destiny was at hand.
Okay. Go on.
Well, Andor decides that his destiny makes him invulnerable and starts making all sorts of demands. Free me now. I'm not answering questions. Blah, blah, blah. Don't you know who I am? Yeah. Krat decides he's had enough and begins crushing Andor's neck. I told the boy he should have kept his mouth shut. I think he agreed, too. Or those could have just been gurgling noises. Anyway. Finally, Krat has enough of Andor and tosses him aside into this giant energy intake shaft. Andor gets sucked in and starts bouncing around, screaming. Maybe Andor hit something sensitive on the way down or just didn't agree with the reactor core. Next thing I know, all the ship's alarms are ringing.
You're kidding, right?
Everyone panics and I run, barely making it to the ship in time before the explosion. Krat dies horribly, and the Dimians never quite recovered. Changed the political course of the entire sector for centuries to come. I'd call that quite a destiny, wouldn't you?
And what does that have to do with you coming with me?
Well, hey, the chances may not be great, but when one has the opportunity to see something like that twice in a lifetime. Anyway, go on. My throat is dry and you're making me cranky.
Thank you, Jolie. I needed that. All right. We are now headed to West Central City, West Central of the city, to see what we can find. Mainly seeing if we can help out with Jolie's companion or friend. And we also need to visit the Republic base to see why the Republic mercenaries are doing what they're doing. Super important stuff, you know? So where did they say the Republic was? That was is important. Let's take a look here. Jolie, I've talked a little bit in the past. Let's see here. Juhani has some information. Don't care about the Geohardian. Quest for the Star Forge. Blah blah blah. Let's see here. We're looking for, where's that? Our Republican embassy. Republican soldier you met wants to think it's a hard time joining the embassy in this place. So it's south to go to the first courtyard, then east to the second courtyard. Then it's in the northeast section of that area. Northeast section of the area. Okay, so east, then east. Why am I stuck on geometry again? East, then is this east? That's west. This east. Okay. I'm having trouble keeping up with how the map is laid out. It's laid out very confusingly because we're actually headed south into the courtyard and then we head east. So, and I'm used to heading to the other way.
Have a moment. There's something I wish to speak to you about.
Yep, I figured it was only a matter of time until we had the whole come back to the order discussion. Well, I guess there's no avoiding it now, so let's get it over with.
I know you have issues with the order, but you are a Jedi, Jolie. You command the Force. Without the guidance of the Council, how can you avoid falling to the dark side?
Well, I've managed to avoid it the last 20 years or so. Besides, light side, dark side, they don't mean the same to me as they do to you. I don't see in absolutes.
Well, Malak and the Sith are evil, Jolie. Surely you can see that, right?
I want to stop Malak as much as anyone. But I don't have to join the Order to do it. Look at Karth, or Kandarus. They're with us in this quest, but they are Jedi. The capacity for good or evil, like the Force itself, is in all living creatures. And belonging to the Jedi Order, or the Sith, or any group, won't change what you are at your core.
I see you are quite adamant. No doubt you've had ample time to think on this during your long seclusion. I guess it was foolish of me to think I could sway your position so easily.
Yeah, I'm old and stubborn. But I appreciate the effort. But from now on, you can just think of me as any other non-Jedi in our little group. With a lightsaber. And Force powers.
You're still a Jedi. You're still actually a Jedi. You may not call yourself a Jedi, but you're still a Jedi, Jolie. Anyway, so we're continuing on to the east here, and we've made it to the east, and we're trying to figure out here what's going on. We've got a Tovarki shop here to the left. I do want to check out the general store and see what they've got inside. General store.
What's all this stuff, Tyvark?
For the Sith, a month's pay, but since you are a member of the public, I'll charge you a week's salary.
Catch you next week.
Okay, so he's charging higher prices for the Sith. Interesting. Let's talk to Tyvark. The Selkith have seemed more distant than before. They treat members of the Republic at arm's length only. I hope this does not negatively impact our trade. If they give too much deference to the Sith, then the monsters will simply come in and take over. But my feelings on the Sith are well known around Otto City. I shall spare you further outbursts. What may I do for you? If you may, can you show me what you have in stock? As you wish, human. My inventory contains the finest Aratech equipment you can find on Manon. Far superior than the Zyrtec Corp swill the Sith are so fond of. All right, we got some medpacks. We got some, of course, battle armor, some Bothan sticks. some Botha Needlers. I don't know why you would buy one of these. The 25 stun percent chance would be nice. Arcanon Pistols, which I'm not too sure on that. It's pretty... It's an energy weapon at 3 to 9 damage. Mandalorian blasters, physical weapons, sonic damage, holdout blasters, Zabrak battle cannon, which is a blaster rifle at 3 to 13. That one's actually pretty nice and pretty high for rifles here. Pistol targeting optics gives you instant blaster feats and a stabilizer mask. We got some really good stuff here for a lot of money. So that's something we definitely want to look into. So here's something I am going to do. I am going to sell Darth Bandon's armor. It's not worth it to keep for me. I do not give a damn. It's not that great of armor. Get rid of it. Bye. Let's see here. What else can I sell here? Davik's armor. Nobody's going to wear this anymore, I don't believe. We can sell off Davik's warsuit. Cool beans. Let's see here. Akani Vibroblade. I think the Akani Vibroblade is a 3 to 12. It's a pretty decent Vibroblade. Can sell off our lightsabers. Mandalorian heavy pistols are neat. I'm trying to just look through here and get rid of the stuff that's just not worth keeping. Motion detector goggles, light scan goggles, Durasteel armor reinforcement, a bunch of stuff for droids that are not worth it. Show the buy list again. We're going to take a look at that. What was that? What was I looking out for? That Zabrak battle cannon, that 6 to 13 damage. That one's cool. The combat sensor is dope. It gives you a dexterity 2, plus it automatically gives you bonus feats, 2 bonus feats in blaster pistol and blaster rifle. That's cool. Stabilizer mask and pistol targeting optics is pretty dope too. I don't see why. Oh, weapon specialization on pistol. That is dope if you don't already have it with the targeting optics. So that might be useful. But I think the combat sensor is just a little bit better for people like that. Otherwise, I'm really liking the stabilizer mask specifically. And I think we're going to buy the stabilizer mask because that is a dope item. Like straight up a dope item. The other item I really want to grab is that Zabrak cannon, but we can't afford it just yet. So let's take a look at our partners here, partners in crime, and see what they're wearing. You're wearing a neural band. Okay. Let's see here. I'm just looking here through the stuff that we can equip. Stabilizer mass saves 1. I think okay, so we're good. Okay, keep moving. We've got different stuff for different purposes. All right, we need to find... we need to find the Republic. That's what we're looking for, the Republic facility here. I found a door. And it has a visitor's hotel. Okay. I found the Republic Embassy. So we're going to save it before we walk in there. And we're going to explore and understand what's going on at the Republic Embassy. It's got a security droid and a man standing at a desk named Roland Wan.
Welcome to Manon. I'm Roland Wan. As the official representative of the Republic Embassy on this planet, I'm here to help all citizens of the Republic should they require aid.
Can I ask a question? Why are your soldiers loading so much Culto?
Culto is a precious resource. Its healing powers are near miraculous. During times of war, Culto becomes even more valuable. As long as we have the permits, we will continue to harvest Culto and ship it to our Republic soldiers battling against the Sith. Of course, the Sith enjoy the very same privileges. If there was some way we could gain an edge over the Sith in our Culto supply, but the Sel'kath are fiercely protective of their neutrality in this conflict. They do not want to grant either side an advantage.
Okay. I have some questions about Otto City, then.
A beautiful place, Otto City. A paradise on the water. But remember, within the city itself, the Sel'kath have absolute authority. They're a tough race, but fair. Obey the Sel'kath laws, keep the peace, and you should encounter no problems. I assume you received a visitor guide to the city when you docked your ship. I regret there is little I can tell you that's not in the visitor guide, my good Jedi. My duties rarely permit me to venture beyond the walls of the Republic Embassy.
All right. Well, I am on a mission from the Jedi Council. Perhaps you can help me with it?
Oh, of course. Of course, I'll do whatever I can. But I'm only a simple diplomatic representative of the Republic. I doubt I can be of any use to the Jedi Council.
I seek a star map, a remnant of an ancient and forgotten race.
An ancient and forgotten race? And you think it may be here on Manon?
You know something?
Well, perhaps. But if you want to get information about that, you'll have to do something for me first.
All right. Come on, tell me. You know you want to help me.
No. You do what I want and maybe I can help you out. Until then, nothing.
All right. So what do you want me to do?
We were using a submersible reconnaissance droid in the ocean surrounding Otto City, and it was damaged. It took a data recording of the outside of the city before being driven off by the Phyraxan sharks. But while it was returning to the surface, it encountered difficulties and was disabled. Its automatic systems floated it to the surface, but we could not retrieve it in time. The Sith were applying subtle pressure to the Selkath authorities for some reason we've not determined, and were able to delay us long enough that they could retrieve the droid before we did. The droid's data centers are heavily encrypted, so it will take the Sith several days, we believe, to get to its data. It was captured 12 hours ago. It is imperative that we get it back.
Okay, so where's the droid?
It's heavily guarded, we're sure, in the Sith Embassy here on Manon. Since we have no remaining soldiers to spare, and certainly not our elite ones, we have no one capable of entering the Sith base and retrieving it. That is what we would ask you to do.
All right, so how would I get in the Sith base?
There are several leads we've been working on to get into the Sith base. Any of them should work for you, although it might be wise to concentrate your efforts on just one. The first method that's possible is to help us interrogate a Sith prisoner we managed to catch after he tried to infiltrate our base. He's being held just inside our enclave. We think he may be able to give us the passcode that the Sith give their informers to enter the base. He has proved most resilient so far.
All right. I can interrogate him.
Good. That's a logical place to start. But you should also hear about the other options available to you. We managed to pick up a crate of blank Sith data cards, the type they use for pass cards. The encryption system to unlock them is very difficult, however. But if you are more skilled than our technicians, you may be able to gain access that way.
Is there another way?
The Sith have got the Selkath to give them exclusive use of one of the main hangar bays. Visiting Sith masters use this bay to land, then take a speeder over the water to an external entrance to the Sith Enclave. The luckless spy we mentioned earlier had a pass card to that hangar on him. While it is surely well guarded, it may prove to be the most direct route. Here's the card. The Sith base itself is very heavily guarded. If they became aware of your presence, I fear you would be quickly outnumbered and killed. Here is a pass card to get you inside our facility. You should find all you need to get started in there. You can choose whichever of the methods you want, as long as you get in the base and get the data recording back. Which method do you think you would like to try first?
I'm going to interrogate the prisoner first.
Good call. Just make sure you don't push him too hard or we might lose him. I wish you luck in your task. Should you retrieve the data recording from the droid, return it here to me, and we can see about getting you that information.
All right, so this is definitely some stuff going on here. We are actually glowing white side, by the way, which is awesome. We need 10,000 more experience to level up. Let's get into the Republic Embassy and take a look. I don't want to kill the guy, so that's one thing I don't want to do. But let's quickly save it and make sure we don't. Let's talk to the Sith prisoner. We'll talk to the intelligence officer then.
So, you're the one Roland has got to help us interrogate this prisoner. I hope your Jedi powers will come in useful. This one has been most resistant. He's a Sith spy we picked up a little while ago, snooping around outside trying to get in. We thought he was suspicious and brought him inside when the Selkath weren't looking. But it seems the Sith have done a pretty good job of conditioning this guy, and we haven't been able to break him yet.
Okay, well, what did they do to him?
The Sith protect their really important spies with some sort of mental force feedback system. They can turn their minds into themselves, so force compulsions won't affect them. Combine this with conventional training to resist interrogation, and sometimes it takes months to get them to tell what they know. Do you want to interrogate him now?
Yes.
Well, the training the Sith gave him will protect him from most normal interrogation techniques, and also from force persuasion. We have found a few hooks you might find useful. He was with another man when he was first spotted. We think it was another spy, but we didn't manage to catch him. We also seized some personal documents he had on him when he was captured. It would seem that he's married to a woman named Tila. We checked this in our computers, and it seems to hold up. We've sent a couple of agents to investigate, but it may be a while.
Okay, so what else do I have to work with?
What we have here is your standard issue truth serum. It should make him spill his guts in no time. But there is a catch.
Okay. What's the catch?
Because of his conditioning, he's able to resist it at small doses. But if you give him too much, his body realizes what you're trying to do and shuts his mind down completely. If you do that, you'll have to inject him with an antidote that neutralizes the truth serum. Unfortunately, that too has a drawback.
I'm detecting a pattern here.
It causes short-term memory loss. This may work to your advantage because you can try the same tactic over and over again. But if you use it too much, he may forget everything we want to know. Shall we get it started then?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, you, wake up. Someone wants to talk to you.
Let's talk with him shortly.
What do you want?
Relax. I'm not here to threaten you.
You're not. You lies. You work for the Republic.
Okay, but listen. If you talk, we can make it worth your while.
Ha, worth my while. The Sith don't pay very well, but they'd kill me.
Okay, well, we're... Listen, they won't hurt you, right? The Sith will hurt you bad. We're the only ones who will take you in now.
The Sith will never trust you again, Spy. We're the only place you have left. Tell us what we want to know.
But they wouldn't, would they?
No, I don't want to hurt you either, unless you make me.
Please. Please don't hurt me. Or...
Okay. We know about your companion.
What companion?
Let's try something else. Let's talk about Tila.
Tila? How did you find out about her?
Listen, we can make life easy for both of you here in the Republic.
Damn!
Alright, we'll start with the neutralization and try over again. We're gonna interrogate him. Relax, I'm not here to threaten you.
You're not.
Listen, if we talk, we can make it worth your while, okay?
Ha, worth my while.
Alright. Let's talk about Tila. Talk, or something may happen to her.
No. Please, don't hurt her. Please.
Okay. Let's try something else. Relax, I'm not here to head...
The Sith.
No. There's no...
Why is it not... We don't really need you.
Gutless.
Ha!
If you don't tell us, he will suffer.
Damn.
I'm not understanding... Okay, hold on. I'm not
giving up so soon.
I'm not quite understanding what I'm supposed to be doing here. He's supposed to be giving me information. I'm getting successes, but I'm not understanding exactly what I'm supposed to do.
So, you're the one he's but
okay, cool. What did they do to him? Blah blah blah. Yes. I'm detecting a pattern here. Yes. Okay. So, we interrogate him first, okay? We tell him we're not here to threaten him.
You're not.
We're going to persuade him and say we can make it worth your while.
Ha, worth my while.
Then we're going to tell him we're the only ones that can take you in now.
The Sith will never...
But they wouldn't.
A success. Then we say, I don't want to hurt you unless you make me. All right, so I've gotten two successes, right?
There's...
Okay, that was one failure. Let's try to talk about the companion. Let's say, perhaps we would give you back to the Sith, but keep him.
Of course, they would never believe we let you go so easily. But they would all too happily believe you betrayed them. Damn!
Okay, so he blacks out there. So I'm not sure. Relax. Success. 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 Okay, it's three successes.
What?
Companion.
The guy.
There's a failure.
All right.
What's the pass?
It's Zeta 245698 Alpha. Just no more.
Good. With this pass, you should be able to get into
okay,
the
so I don't...
without trouble. Just don't delay too long, or they might learn that he's been captured.
Okay, so effectively, what I'm understanding is I just talked and talked them out of there. All right, so I have the passcode now. What do I do with it? All right, before I do anything else, I do also want to check
out
the computer room.
You're the one who's going to try to get into the Sith base, eh? Huh, good luck. You're going to need it. This is our main computer room here. We got the box of pass cards we got from the Sith, but we haven't been able to break their encryption yet. We have been able to decode the numeric system they use, but there are holes in our terminal sequence patterns.
Okay. I have the passcode of the Sith base, though.
Okay. Well, I'll just explain the encryption method anyway. You might need it if your passcode doesn't live up to expectations. The encryption system is composed of 6 matrices.
Okay.
Each is based on a mathematical method. The holes we're missing are the final number in each of the strings. Most are simple, but the final 2 matrices seem to be much more difficult.
Okay.
The second last matrix has a pattern looping back on itself, or something. And the last is divided into smaller subparts. Maybe the pattern for that is within each part. But I have to admit, all this is a bit over my head. I haven't even been able to slice past the first matrix, and I've been at this for hours. I've ruined a dozen cards already. But the good thing is, we have a whole box of them, so you don't have to worry about running out anytime soon. Since Roland said you were cleared, you can use the computer freely. I'll be here if you have any questions.
All right, so let's go take a look at the computer real fast. There's a large computer in this room that we're going to take a look at, and we're going to see if we can also maybe find some information here. System booting. All right, we're going to slice the Republican systems and take a look what we got through. We can open the submarine doors or open... We can destroy the power grid. Holy shit, let's not do that. Let's not do that. Let's decrypt the Sith pass card. All right, so the first matrix is 1, 2, 4. 1 plus 1 is 2. 2 plus 2 is 4. 4 plus 3 is 7. 7 plus 4 is 11. 11 plus 5 is 16. 16 plus 6 is 22. That's the additive matrix. Subtractive matrix is 21, 18, 16. 21 minus 3 is 18. 18 minus 2 is 16. 16 minus 1 is 15. 15 minus negative 1 is... Or 15 minus 0 is 15. 15 minus negative 1 is 16. 16 minus negative 2 is 18. All right. Multiplicative. 1 times 1... 1 times 2 is 2. 2 times 2 is 4. 4 times 4... We're doing some math today. 4 times 4 is... 4 times... So this is just 2. This is times 2. 32 times 2 is 64. Divisive sequence. That's everything's being divided by, divided by 2. So 4 divided by 2 is 2. Exponential. 132. What the fuck? I don't know exponentials. But this is 132, 81, 64, 25. I actually don't know how exponentials work. That's one of the terrible problems I always had in math, like forever and ever. So I'm actually going to look this one up because I do not know it, but I do want to have it on my side just in case, you know. So Manon, yeah, we're cheating right here. Manon, Kotor, side quest. Here we go. Manon side quest. We haven't done missing. We haven't done that one. Let's see here. Once you have access. Let's see. I'm not doing the Jito hard at the end. I'm not doing that at all. Some good experience for doing it. Apparently, Manon has some swoop races, which I will definitely do. Wait, is this a main quest? Oh, this is the main quest? The Sunri's murder trial is not the main quest? Oh. Oh, I thought... Okay, so we're going to do Sunri's trial here in a second, by the way. Apparently, this is the freaking main quest. I was unaware of that. Okay. Fifth sequence is six. Six. And logarithmic, I have no idea how logarithmic works. So the answer is seven. Cards programmed, log off. Cool. So we have a programmed card. Neat. So that grants us two access points into the base. And now we're stepping away from this side quest and going to go do the murder trial. Because I thought the murder trial was the main thing. Apparently it's not. I didn't know that. I'm a dingbat. It's okay. Now, for some reason, I thought the trial was like the main quest. And I don't know why I thought it was the main quest. Is that just me, I guess? I don't know. I've always thought it was the main quest, because I guess it's the quest I've always done when we come to this planet. But apparently that's not the case. I'm reading up, and I was reading up on that website there, RPG Shrines, for those who are looking for the website I was looking at. And it says that the Republic quest that I was about to do was the main quest for this one. So, Elora, let's talk with you.
Jody, it is you. I need your help.
Elora, of all the people, how did you even know I'd left Kashyyyk?
I didn't. Nobody knew where you were, not even Sunri. But I heard the Sel'kath mention you and your friends. The Force has brought you to help us.
Why, whatever could be the matter, my dear?
It's horrible, Jolie. Sunri has been arrested. The Sith have accused him of murder.
Murder?
I'm sorry, but the Sith accused him of murder?
It's a mistake, Jolie. Sunri isn't a murderer. Someone is trying to frame him.
Calm down, Elora. Where's Sunri now?
Sunri's being held at the Sel'kath courts. They won't let anyone in to see him. Please, go to the courts. Talk to the judges. Maybe the Sel'kath will listen to you.
Don't worry, Elora. We'll get to the bottom of this and help Sunri. Somehow.
Okay, this is interesting. Let's go over to the courts and see what's going on. Is there a best practices way on this one? Because I kind of want to save him. I really kind of want to save him. Like, I do. I want to save.
The Republic respects the peace of Otto City, Your Honor. But the Sith are a violent people who leave violence in their wake. I have three soldiers in the infirmary.
If the Republic soldiers were more capable, they would not have suffered such serious injuries. Are my soldiers to be punished simply because they won a fair fight?
I hardly call six against three a fair fight. The Sith are cowards who attack only when they have the advantage of numbers.
I'm aware of the Republic's indignation. However, witnesses report clears that your Republic soldiers were willing to engage in violence as the Sith in this case.
They were provoked, Your Honor. The Sith goaded them into this fight.
Taunts and threats are not sufficient provocation in the eyes of this court. Words can be ignored, which is what your men should have done. I find both the Republic and Sith to be equally at fault for this breach of the peace. I should throw all parties thrown into the Akko City Jail, but since no Sel'kath were harmed in this conflict, I will show mercy and levy a fine of 10,000 credits to both sides. This court is dismissed, though I warn you that further disturbances will not be viewed with such leniency. Okay. I am Judge Shelker, acting on behalf of the Sel'kath Manana. It is my task today to answer the needs of off-world citizens of both Republic and the Sith Empire. If you have legitimate grievances with another party, you should speak to me. You should first, however, consult with the Republic Institute before pressing formal charges. Is there something you wish to bring to my attention? Yes, Sel'kath. I'm speaking to the Sel'kath judge, by the way. I would like to investigate a murder case involving Sunri. This is acceptable, I believe. It is Manon's legal tradition the defendant can have an arbiter who tries to prove his innocence in court. This arbiter is a neutral party that can investigate and present evidence in the trial and argue on the defendant's behalf. As you are a Jedi, I believe you could fill this role adequately.
I suppose you're Sunri's only hope. We have to at least try to help him.
So be it. You are now appointed arbiter in the case of Sunri versus the Sith Empire. Your name and position have been recorded in our files. We will now inform you of the pertinent facts of this case. You have a limited amount of time in which to investigate and organize the defense of your client, and I advise you use it wisely. Sunri was seen leaving a hotel, leaving behind a dead Sith woman, Ilasa Horos. He has been charged with murder and is being held in Salto City's prison facilities. Due to his crippled status, he is being kept in a solitary holding cell. Witnesses claims to have seen the killing and are being detained at the hotel in question pending the trial. The manager of the hotel has now been informed of your appointment. Alessa was found dead in the blast with a blaster room with an incriminating metal Republic medal clutched in her hand. This information has been uploaded to your datapad. It would be wise to review all information before the trial starts. You may question Sunri or the witnesses. The evidence in this case is stacked heavily against Mr. Sunri. I believe it'll take some doing to absolve him of guilt.
Yes, but it almost seems too heavily stacked, doesn't it? Very suspicious.
You may also interview the judges here, including myself, to get an idea of the pertinent factors in the case. Since it's your first case in your off-worldle, I feel compelled to add good luck to the as my final missive. Okay. So we need to take a look here. Let's see here. We'll talk to Sunri. Alright, go west and talk to the court. Judge Shulker and ask to be appointed for 100 XP. Now we talk to the warden in the jail to start the trial. Is your best interest before you talk to the warden? Okay. Talk to them any order that you wish, but you just talk to Sunri last for reasons that become obvious below. Here's a list of people you can talk to for evidence and XP. Alright, let's talk to... So we need to go talk to the folks in the at the hotel, then Elora, and then finally Sunny. Let's see here. You have to talk to Elora about the trial. All right, well, let's just go and take a look. Because there's a lot going on here, and I just need to go see if he did it. If he's innocent or guilty. And then we have to defend him to the best of our ability. Where's the hotel at? Is the hotel here? No, that's City Central. That's the holding cell. All right, so let's talk to Elora real quick. Hello?
I hear you've been appointed as arbiter in Sunri's trial. My husband is innocent. Please don't let him go to jail for a crime he didn't commit.
Okay, can you tell me anything about Sunri?
Sunri is... he's a cripple. There's no way he could have overpowered this Sith woman like they claim.
That's true. I'd forgotten about that. Let's not forget that he would have had to have been considerably older than the Sith woman.
Are you saying someone your age couldn't overpower a woman?
I'm a Jedi, and one who is living alone in the Shadowlands until recently. That keeps you in shape, dammit. We're talking about Sunri here.
And there's no way he would do something so dishonorable as hit her from behind. Sunri's a decorated war hero. He's a hero of the Republic.
All right. I'll save him. I'll see what I can do.
Find the real evidence. That's all I ask. The real evidence will prove Sunri didn't do this.
All right. So let's go and take a look at... we need to find the hotel. I don't know where the hell that's at, actually. And this city is not very good at blocking out where everything's at. I'm just saying, it's really not. The city is really terrible at blocking out where you can go. Is the hotel in East Central? It may be in East Central. Let's go to East Central and see if the hotel's there. I remember seeing a quote-unquote hotel, but I don't quite remember where it's at. So I'm kind of flying blind here on Manon. It is really pretty just to look out at the skyline, right? That is really cool. Okay, what does these signs mean? There's these signs everywhere, right? Like they would lead to a door or something, but there is no door. Okay. I guess not. All right, so we're going to the eastern section, which I thought was where the... There was a hotel over here. Yeah, I remember seeing the hotel. Okay, never mind. What's over here? Is this the visitor's hotel? There was something over here, too. I'm exploring the city now. We're on the east quadrant over here. We're walking through very samey-looking hallways. It's not like the Shadowlands, which was very interesting-looking. Very, very neat-looking, very interesting, very colorful. This is all mostly one color as we go through these areas. We're seeing a lot of cleaning droids. We're seeing a lot of just straight-up doors.
Hey, this street is for Sith only. You gotta pay a 20 credit toll to walk down this street.
I'm sorry? This is a public street.
Hiding behind the Selkath laws. Typical Republic cowardice.
Oh, okay. So I'm guessing that's the swoop racers. I don't see a hotel over here, but, if we can do some swoop racing and make some money, that would be awesome. Is this where the swoop races happen? Swoop registration. Yes. Who can I race? Vex, are you the person I got? Greetings, human. Have you come to watch the swoop races? What's your business exactly? I'm a merchant that deals in rare art. He works for an artist. Okay. You're wearing a Sith uniform. Are you with the Sith? To be honest, no. Not really. I just wear this uniform to gain respect. People are less likely to give me trouble if they think I might be with the Sith. Don't you think the Sith might take exception to that? Well, maybe. But the Sith here on Manon aren't about to do anything to get them in trouble. Not if it means sanctions against their culto shipments. As long as they don't actually say I'm with the Sith, they don't mind. So I use the outfit to give me the psychological edge I need. Being Ithric's security advisor isn't easy. Okay. I can see how it'd be very stressful, yes? You can't imagine how hard it'd be dealing with the galaxy's cultural elite. They're like spoiled children throwing tantrums whenever they don't get their way. And Ithoric's the worst of them all. He cusses at me and hates on me. I'm sorry. Sorry for the outburst. I'm ready to relax, but just talking about works makes me Sith. It's tense. So allow me to wish you a good day so I can get back to watching the racers. All right. Well, can we race? Are you looking to book the swoop course for a practice run? I'd like an officially timed race, please. Speak to the course registrar for a challenge. Okay. Are you a spectator or you'll be entering the swoop field as a contender? I'm interested in racing. We welcome all racers, regardless of professional status. We're trying to maintain a full field of competitors. With the destruction of Terrace, we're a bit in the rebuilding phase. Our sector champion was one of the casualties there. I won the season opener on Terrace. I hesitate to believe that. Sith interference disrupted any holo feed that might have verified your story. All we know is that all on Terrace were lost. You're welcome to prove your skill here, regardless of experience, though. The course is open to any that had the means to participate. 100 credits must be paid for each officially timed attempt you make. The amount will be due before each race. All right, let's race. Very well, but before we place your swoop in the starting position, I must collect that 100 credit fee. All right, let's pay the fee. Good work, very good, Off-Wordle. Now we must determine what time you're trying to beat. Let's take a look at the standings. Queedle is a local favorite, but he won't be much of a race. His swoop isn't very professional quality. Time to beat, 23:82. Manon swoop racing fans, we have a race about to commence. Show your respect for the newcomer challenges Queedle for the round one placing. And we're about to start racing. 3, 2, 1. This is a new course, so we're just getting used to it now. We're moving on down the track. We're moving under some arches. And everything's moving pretty quickly. We're moving, getting faster and faster as you can hear the engines roar. And we're trying to avoid those speed bumps along the way. Oh, 22. What was our time that we needed to beat? I don't even remember. I hope it was the one at 21:28. Was that 22:28? We got clapping. That must mean we beat it. And we're dancing for some reason. Why did we dance? Now we're walking back up to... We danced. We actually danced. Winners of the first rounds are paid 500 credits. We'll record for future references as well. Wish you well in your attempt to be the sector champion. Yeah, I want to race again. Let's go. I'll pay the credits. Time is 23:25. Okay. 23:25. Did we just get a 21? I could have swore we just got a 21. I think we got a 21. Did we not get a 21? I think we got a 21 just recently. Oh, 23:95, because I actually smacked a pole. That was terrible. Yeah, that was awful. That was a bad run. That was a bad run. Sometimes you get bad runs. That would have been a 21 if we had not smacked that pole. Well, we did. You heard. You could hear it in the audio too. It's when I went against that pole. So we'll try it again. Let's do it again. 23:25 is still the run we're trying to do. 23:25. Do not hit the pole before we. That'll be our little secret that we hit the pole. All right, we're in second gear, third gear, fourth gear. And we're in the final gear. We're blasting off into 22:28. So a little slower than we did last time, but that's okay. We were looking for that 21. That was what we were looking for. We're still looking for that 21. We're trying to look for the 21 second barrier is what we're looking for. And we're just trying to get faster, get moving, and I love it so much. Set 2,000 credits for the second race. Third race, next round of races determines sector champion. You have to be flawless to achieve that. Leading time by Hutta Jax. He was there. He insisted that you heat speak with him first. All right, where is he? He'll be in the racer's lounge, just in the room to the east. All right, let's go talk to him. We received our multiple credits, so it puts us at 5,000 credits right now. Let's talk to Swoop Racers only. Hutta Jax, hello, buddy. What's your deal? Yeah, you come to talk to me? I got something to say to you, little racer. Hutta Jax doesn't like how fast you go. I've already told you once already and want you to remember, you don't win the sector champion spot. If you do, there will be trouble. I'm sorry, but I will race and I will win. Then you and Hutta Jack's going to have problems. I promise you that. You were warned fair and square.
What do you want? I don't waste time with fans. Wait a minute.
You're no fan.
You're no fan. You're the racer.
This is the lady we just beat.
Why should I talk to you?
I wanted to ask a few questions, actually.
We'll get it over with.
I want to ask about you and racing.
Of course you do. Everyone wants time with the fabulous Cassandra Matil. There just isn't enough of me to go around.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just leaving. I'm leaving you alone. Yeah, but apparently everyone's an asshole. All right, well, let's do the race. Of course, saving it beforehand because he's probably going to sabotage it. Yep, let's race. Let's do it. Let's race. I'll pay the credits. Let's beat the standing. 22:50 is our race. 22:50. We can do that. 22:50 is what we're going for. 22:50. One, two, go. All right, we hit the first track. We hit the second track. We're hitting it. We're almost there. We're third. We're moving along faster. Come on. And we got it. Fourth. Fifth. T- 22:35, which must mean we beat the time of 22:50. And that's it. That's a win. And we gained our money. I don't even know how much money you gained from this. Greetings, Sector Champion. You approved Spectacular Racer despite nearly flawless taunting by Hutta Jax. You've won a great deal of money. The payment for the Sector Champion is 5,000 credits. This will be a last amount offered for now. When we begin a new round of races, you will be certain you are notified. I'll be back later. Of course, Sector Champion. All right, let's go talk to Hutta real quick and just see what his deal was. Hey, Hutta, what's your problem, man? Hutta says you earned a big enemy. You should have lost what I told you to lose. Now something's got to be done. Not here, because Selkath cameras are watching. I'm too smart for that. I'll get you when the least expect. You just wait. All right, I'm sorry, man. Why did the screen go dark? Oh, Hutta's gone. He left. Hello. All right, goodbye. There's a lot of people just standing around. But that's done. That is done. I don't know if I earned a massive enemy. But the swoop races are finished. That is dope as hell. I love like little asides like that where you can just like knock out and get like, what did I get? 7,000 some odd gold or credit. I say gold. It's credits. Yordle's Emporium. This looks like a droid shop. Yordle's Emporium.
You got any armor plating for my swoop bike?
No, I wish I did. But since the tragedy on Terrace, my supplier has been out of commission. Even if I had swoop parks, their prices would be heavily inflated.
I thought this garbage was free. You actually sell this junk? You fish are a strange breed.
Get out of my store. I'm sick of your Sith and your stupid jokes. You've got real customers to worry about. I don't need you coming in here and making fun of my inventory every day.
Don't worry, junk man. When I want garbage, I'll be back.
Fucking asshole Sith soldier. Yordle, what you got, buddy? Are you here to mock me as the Sith, or you actually want to buy something? I'm not here to make fun of you, man, my friend. I'm Kylie Kane. Please forgive me, then. I had no cause to be so rude to you. The Sith caused so much trouble for me, and my business has been slow. But that is no excuse for my tone. I apologize. Please, let us start off on the right foot. Welcome to the used goods stores of Yordle Ixalix. If there's anything I can help you with, all you need to do is ask. Oh, can I look at your inventory? Of course, human. My sock is all secondhand. Some of it does have minor damage. But with the repairs I've done to them, my items are as good as new, for a fraction of the price. All right, he has some computer spikes. We'll grab both of those. Okay, he's got a bunch of droid stuff, which is very nice. Yeah, but it's all droid stuff. I don't really use droids outside of maybe... Oh, really? I don't use droids at all, do I? I'm getting the Type 3 plating, heavy Type 3 and the light Type 3 plating for my two droids in tow. All right, there's some Sith War droids. There's a bunch of Sith War droids. Hello, Sith Diplomat. Hello.
I know you. You're the Arbiter in the murder trial. Elasa was a friend of mine. If there's any justice in the galaxy, they'll feed Sunray to the Phyrexians. Shouldn't you be preparing for the trial? What are you doing here?
I honestly wanted to ask some questions.
You can ask, but I doubt you'll get many answers you'll like.
Well, what do you know about the Sunray case? Well, actually, before I ask that, why is the Republic hiring so many mercenaries?
Who knows? Some scheming plot, no doubt. Hopefully the Selkath uncover it and ban the Republic from the planet. Is there anything else?
What do you know about the Sunray case?
I know he'd already be tried, convicted, and executed if the Selkath knew anything about justice. But the fish people are as weak as the Republic when it comes to such matters. Is there anything else?
I'll be going now. Alright, we'll come back to him later because we do have the passcode. But... So now we need to go. So we did this part of the side quest, just asking around. And let's see here. Yeah, that's everything in this area. So what I'm going to bet is Hax or whatever the heck his name is going to try to meet me in a hallway or something. He's going to try to attack me in the middle of something. I'm going to be walking or something, and he's going to try to attack me. Basically out of Selkath view. Which would make sense, right? That would be the most duh thing to do. Because if Selkath can't see you, Selkath can't hurt you or stop you. Anyways, let's go check the visitor's hotel out and see what they got going on there. All right, so we've got a bunch of people here. We've got Ignis here, and there's a bunch of other people. But before we talk to Ignis, you'll have to wait to next episode to get the information that I'm going to find from Ignis. If you like what you heard, if you like what you heard here today, if you like what you heard here today, please let me know somewhere on the internet. This is a fantastic. I didn't think I'd like Manon, and I'm beginning to warm up to it. And I realized that I kind of started doing the quest backwards. So I'm kind of excited to do this quest and do some of the other side quests here. And I also realized that I'm getting really close to level 20, and I've only got like, what, 2, maybe 3 planets to go? I have 1 real planet to go. Some major events, a last planet, and the DLC planet to go. So, holy cow, things are ramping up towards a very spectacular time as we continue on our way. Again, if you like what you heard here, please let me know somewhere on the internet, and I will see you next time. Ciao, y'all.